Welcome to As It Was, Tales from the Mythical State of Jefferson. In the summer of 1932, America's already famous author and sportsman, Zane Grey, made his first camp along the North Umpqua River in Douglas County, Oregon. His guide on the river was Joe DiBernardi, a resident of the little community downstream known as Glide. Among the party accompanying him were his son, Romer Grey, and Romer's motion picture cameraman. While in camp, Romer and his crew built several wooden boats. Romer convinced DiBernardi to pilot them downstream from Steamboat to Rock Creek, while his camera crew filmed the Whitewater Passage to provide thrills for motion picture audiences. Surging water slammed the boats against rocks, tossing those aboard into the icy waters to fight for their lives. DiBernardi narrowly escaped drowning and received a puncture to his side from an oarlock, but managed to hang on to the overturned craft until it reached calmer water. Romer told reporters that the Umpqua provided him with more thrills and exciting experiences than any other water ever attempted. The Grey party repeated the thrilling adventure only one more time. Later, the boats only ferried fishermen and guests across the river. Today's episode of As It was written by Emily Blakely, edited by Kernan Turner, and produced by Raymond Scully. I'm Shirley Patton. As It Was is a co-production of JPR and the Southern Oregon Historical Society. To share stories or to learn more about the series, visit asitwas.org.